The Origin of Black People According to the Bible. Bible Mysteries Explained. The Bible is often seen as a spiritual text, providing religious and moral guidance for its followers. However, it also serves as a historical record that touches on the origins of various peoples, including those of African descent. Within this context, the story of Ham, one of Noah's sons, becomes a focal point in discussions regarding the origins of black people. This detailed exploration will delve into the lineage of Ham, his descendants, the oft-misunderstood curse of Canaan, Ham's longevity and legacy, and the cultural significance of these biblical narratives, particularly when viewed through the lens of history and tradition. 1. The Lineage of Ham. In the Bible, after the Great Flood, Noah's three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, became the progenitors of the human race. Each son is traditionally associated with certain regions of the world and specific peoples. The Bible describes Ham as the ancestor of black and African people, whose lineage holds a critical place in the history of humanity. Ham's name is particularly significant when analyzed through the lens of ancient languages. In Hebrew, as well as other ancient languages such as Aramaic, the name Ham means burned or dark. This interpretation alludes to both Ham's dark skin and the geographical regions associated with his descendants, particularly Africa. Ham's story, though often shrouded in mystery, is crucial to understanding the origins of African peoples as recorded in the Bible. According to Genesis, Ham, along with his brothers Shem and Japheth, survived the flood aboard Noah's Ark. Afterward, humanity was reborn through their descendants. The Bible explicitly ties Ham to Africa, associating him with nations and peoples who would later establish powerful civilizations on the continent. The name Ham symbolically represents his descendants' association with the African continent and, by extension, black people. This lineage is not only significant in a biblical sense, but also in terms of how people of African descent have been viewed throughout history. For many, Ham represents a connection to an ancient, regal past, as the Bible speaks of his descendants in terms of kings and powerful nations. Africa, as the land associated with Ham, is depicted in the Bible as a land of wealth, wisdom, and strength. It is crucial to recognize that the lineage of Ham is not a story of servitude or curse, but rather one of prosperity and significance, as his descendants form some of the world's earliest civilizations. 2. Children of Ham. The Bible goes on to detail the descendants of Ham, providing a genealogical account of the nations that would arise from his lineage. According to Genesis 10, Ham had four sons, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. Each of these sons became the progenitors of different African and Near Eastern peoples. Cush. Cush is often identified as the ancestor of the Ethiopians and Nubians. His name is directly associated with the region south of Egypt, known in antiquity as Cush. The kingdom of Cush was a powerful and prosperous civilization located in what is now Sudan and Ethiopia. The people of Cush were known for their advanced culture, military might, and wealth. In the Bible, Cush's descendants are often referred to as Ethiopians, a term that, in ancient times, signified not only the people of modern-day Ethiopia, but also other groups across northeastern Africa. The Cushites played a significant role in biblical history, with references to their interactions with Israel and other Near Eastern nations. Mizraim. Mizraim is traditionally associated with the ancient Egyptians. The name Mizraim is used in the Bible to refer to Egypt, a land of incredible historical importance. The Egyptians were one of the most advanced and powerful civilizations in the ancient world, known for their achievements in architecture, medicine, mathematics, and art. The pyramids, temples, and monuments of Egypt stand as testaments to their enduring legacy. Mizraim's descendants established a civilization that, according to the Bible, was closely connected to Ham's lineage. The ancient Egyptians, though not exclusively black, were often depicted in art in historical records with dark skin, reflecting their African roots. Put or Phut is mentioned in the Bible as the progenitor of the Libyans and other peoples of North Africa. The descendants of Put are believed to have settled in what is now Libya, as well as parts of Tunisia and Algeria. Like other descendants of Ham, the people of Put played an important role in the history of the region, engaging in trade, warfare, and diplomacy with neighboring peoples. The Libyans, as descendants of Put, are mentioned in several biblical passages, often in the context of alliances and conflicts with other nations. Canaan. Canaan is perhaps the most well-known of Ham's sons, as his descendants became the inhabitants of the land of Canaan, which later became Israel and Palestine. The Canaanites are frequently mentioned in the Bible as the original inhabitants of the land that God promised to Abraham and his descendants. The descendants of Canaan were known for their advanced urban centers, their religious practices, and their interactions with the Israelites. While the Bible portrays the Canaanites as adversaries of Israel, it also acknowledges their cultural achievements and their influence on the region. Each of Ham's sons established nations and civilizations that played significant roles in the ancient world. These descendants spread throughout Africa and parts of the Near East, contributing to the development of early human society. Their influence is seen not only in the Bible, but also in historical and archaeological records, which document the power and prestige of the African and Near Eastern civilizations descended from Ham. Third, Curse of Canaan. One of the most misunderstood and misinterpreted stories in the Bible is the so-called Curse of Ham, which actually refers to the curse placed on Ham's son Canaan. The story is found in Genesis 9:20-27, where Noah, after planting a vineyard and becoming drunk, is found naked in his tent by Ham. Instead of covering his father, Ham tells his brothers, who then cover Noah. When Noah wakes and learns what Ham has done, he places a curse not on Ham, but on Ham's son Canaan. For centuries, this story has been used to justify the subjugation of African people, with many incorrectly believing that Noah cursed Ham and all his descendants, including those in Africa. However, a close reading of the text reveals that the curse was specifically placed on Canaan, one of Ham's four sons, and not on all of Ham's descendants. Canaan's descendants, the Canaanites, would later be displaced by the Israelites, fulfilling the curse as recorded in the Bible. This misinterpretation of the curse has had profound consequences throughout history. In the 18th and 19th centuries, proponents of slavery used the curse of Ham to justify the enslavement of African people, claiming that they were cursed by God to be servants. This interpretation, however, is not supported by the biblical text. The curse was directed solely at Canaan and his descendants, not at Cush, Mizraim, or Put, the ancestors of African peoples. Modern biblical scholarship has worked to correct this misconception, emphasizing that the curse of Canaan should not be used to justify racial prejudice or discrimination. Understanding the true nature of the curse of Canaan is crucial for reinterpreting the legacy of Ham and his descendants. Far from being a cursed lineage, the descendants of Ham played vital roles in the development of ancient civilizations, particularly in Africa. The misinterpretation of the curse has led to centuries of misunderstanding and racial bias, which can only be corrected through a careful examination of the biblical text and its historical context. 4. Ham's longevity and legacy. The Bible records that many of the early figures in human history lived extraordinarily long lives, often several hundred years. Ham, like his brothers Shem and Japheth, is believed to have lived for approximately 600 years or more. This longevity allowed Ham to witness several generations of his descendants, playing a significant role in the establishment of early human society after the flood. Ham's legacy is particularly important because of the vast regions and powerful civilizations that arose from his descendants. As the progenitor of African and Near Eastern peoples, Ham's influence can be seen in the development of some of the most advanced cultures of the ancient world. His descendants, including the Cushites, Egyptians, and Canaanites, established kingdoms and empires that shaped the course of human history. The exact location of Ham's burial is uncertain, with various traditions suggesting different possibilities. Some believe that Ham was buried in Africa, perhaps in Ethiopia or Sudan, regions closely associated with his descendants. Others suggest that he may have been buried in Mesopotamia, where the Sumerians lived. The Sumerians, though not direct descendants of Ham, were contemporaries of his lineage, and their proximity to Africa and the Near East suggests a possible connection. Regardless of where Ham was buried, his legacy lives on through his descendants in the civilizations they founded. The stories of Ham and his children are integral to understanding the development of early human society, particularly in Africa and the Near East. These narratives provide insight into the origins of Black people, highlighting their deep connection to some of the most influential cultures of the ancient world. 5. Cultural significance and misinterpretations. The Book of Jubilees, an ancient Jewish text that expands on the stories in Genesis, provides additional details about the descendants of Noah's sons, including Ham. According to the Book of Jubilees, Ham's youngest son, Canaan, defied his father and his brothers by settling in a land that was not allotted to him. This land, known as Shem's territory, is modern-day Israel and Palestine. The dispute over land between Canaan and his family is seen as a significant event, one that further fueled the tensions between the descendants of Ham and those of Shem. The Book of Jubilees elaborates on this disagreement, highlighting how Canaan's decision led to ongoing conflicts among the descendants of Noah's sons. One of the critical points the transcript emphasizes is the importance of understanding historical and cultural contexts when interpreting these ancient texts. The story of Ham and his descendants has been subject to numerous misinterpretations over the centuries, many of which have had detrimental consequences for Black people. The idea that African people were cursed through Ham or Canaan is a misreading of the text that has been used to justify slavery, racial discrimination, and other forms of oppression. This distortion of biblical history continues to be corrected by scholars who emphasize that the Bible does not support the notion that any race or people group is inherently cursed. Misinterpretations of the Bible can arise from a lack of understanding of the text's cultural and historical background. For example, the curse placed on Canaan was a common ancient Near Eastern practice of cursing future generations as a form of punishment. But this was specific to Canaan and his descendants, who would later become the Canaanites. It is essential to recognize that the Bible does not portray all of Ham's descendants as cursed, nor does it associate dark skin with divine punishment. In fact, Ham's descendants, particularly those in Africa, were among the most influential and powerful civilizations of their time. The cultural significance of Ham's lineage is evident in the way African civilizations are portrayed in the Bible. These civilizations, such as Egypt, Cush, and Canaan, are depicted as advanced, prosperous, and influential. The Bible's genealogical accounts provide a connection between these African peoples and the broader human story, emphasizing their importance in the ancient world. The African nations descended from Ham were known for their wealth, power, and contributions to the development of art, science, and governance. In many ways, the biblical narrative celebrates the achievements of Ham's descendants, portraying them as key players in the history of humanity. However, despite these positive portrayals, misinterpretations of the Bible have led to harmful stereotypes and beliefs about Black people. The idea that Ham's descendants were cursed was used to justify the transatlantic slave trade, with some Christian theologians arguing that African people were divinely ordained to serve others. This belief persisted for centuries, even after the abolition of slavery, and contributed to the systemic racism that continues to affect Black people today. Modern biblical scholars and theologians have worked to debunk these interpretations, emphasizing that the Bible does not support the idea that any race is inferior or cursed. One of the key takeaways from this discussion is the importance of approaching biblical texts with a critical and informed perspective. The Bible is a complex and multifaceted document written in a cultural and historical context that is vastly different from our own. Understanding the context in which these stories were written helps to prevent misinterpretations that can lead to harmful beliefs and practices. The story of Ham and his descendants, when read correctly, provides valuable insights into the origins of African peoples and their significant contributions to human civilization. Moreover, the Bible's portrayal of Ham's descendants challenges modern notions of racial hierarchy. The civilizations founded by Ham's descendants were among the most powerful and influential of the ancient world, contributing to advancements in architecture, agriculture, writing, and governance. These accomplishments serve as a testament to the strength and resilience of African peoples, who have played an essential role in shaping the course of human history. Final thoughts. The story of Ham and his descendants is a vital part of the Bible's account of human history, offering insight into the origins of black people and their significant role in the development of early civilizations. Ham's lineage, which includes the Ethiopians, Egyptians, Libyans, and Canaanites, is tied to some of the most powerful and advanced cultures of the ancient world. These peoples are portrayed in the Bible as influential, prosperous, and central to the broader human story. However, the story of Ham has also been subject to misinterpretation, particularly with regards to the so-called curse of Ham. This misreading of the biblical text has led to centuries of racial discrimination and oppression, as some have incorrectly believed that the Bible justifies the subjugation of African peoples. It is essential to recognize that the curse was placed on Canaan, not on Ham or his other descendants, and that the Bible does not portray black people as cursed. Modern biblical scholarship has worked to correct these misinterpretations, emphasizing the importance of understanding the cultural and historical context in which these stories were written. The Bible, when read correctly, provides a rich and nuanced account of the origins of humanity, celebrating the diversity of peoples and their contributions to the development of civilization. The legacy of Ham and his descendants is one of strength, resilience, and achievement. The African civilizations that arose from Ham's lineage were among the most powerful and influential of the ancient world, leaving a lasting impact on human history. By re-examining the biblical narrative and correcting misinterpretations, we can gain a deeper appreciation for the contributions of black people to the broader human story. The story of Ham reminds us of the importance of understanding our shared history and celebrating the diversity of the human family.